A few weeks ago, we were with a group of believers for an intense time of soul searching, time of hearing from God, of meeting God in a new way, coming into His presence, and hearing Him say, "My child, I love you. I've loved you with an everlasting love. You are mine. I bought you with a price. I've redeemed you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And just to have God be so real and so personal, and to experience His presence in a new and living way. One of the things that I've been doing since that time that I picked up there was to spend time just telling God who He is. And one of the ways that I do that is to go through the alphabet and just, "God, You are almighty. God, You are all sufficient. God, You are beautiful. God, You're the creator. God, You're the defender. You're the divine one." Just go through the alphabet and just worship before the Lord. When you start your day like that, I can tell you it changes everything. I go through the day with a song, not because I'm thinking it, because it's there. Because I've been in the presence of God. It's been real. It's been blessed. This morning, as I was spending that time before the Lord, I felt led to go through the alphabet and think about all that God cares for. He cares for the ailing. He cares for those who are belittled and beaten. He cares for the children. He cares for those that are criticized. He cares for those that are dying. And just to think about God's care, the Almighty God, the God of heaven and earth, the one who needs nothing, the I Am, and His heart is touched with every need. Just not long ago, I came across that scripture where He says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, for a penny? And your God knows about every one of them. None of them go unnoticed. How much more does He care for you, His children, those whom He has purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ? Those who are bought with the price, those that are His, how much more does He care for you?" Psalm 16:11, David was one that knew the Jehovah God. We're not going to turn there this morning, but if you took Psalm 23 and you laid it beside the things that I want to share with us this morning, you would see that David knew Jehovah God. He knew this I Am. He was not someone that David had heard about. He was someone that David met with, and he came heart to heart with as he spent his time there with the sheep. And as he spent Just recently I read a book and it just reminded me, it was probably 20 years that David was fleeing from Saul. 20 years in the wilderness. And many of the Psalms are written either during the time when David was a shepherd boy caring for the sheep, or during the time when he was fleeing from Saul. And David says here in Psalm 16:11, "In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And David knew what he was talking about. He knew what he was talking about. It wasn't empty words. It wasn't something that he thought sounded good. It was a reality in his heart. And God filled his heart with joy, even when he was running from Saul, even when he was running from Absalom. Just reminded of that time, right, when he had left Absalom there, and he was with his men, and they had just realized that their wives and children were all taken, their city was burned with fire, and the men wanted to stone David, and David, it tells us in the scripture there, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He found strength, he found joy to go on and to face life and to be encouraged and strengthened. So one of the things that I'm learning slowly, my head's a little thick, but one of the things I'm learning slowly is that by us telling God who He is, He receives glory and praise, and we receive a blessing and strength and encouragement and all the things that we need for life. I don't know about you, but generally my prayer time over the years has consisted mainly of asking God for something. And I'll just tell you, there's a real, real blessing in just going into the presence of God and just laying on the floor before Him and saying, "God, You're great, You're good, You're righteous, You're holy. You are light and love and life. That's all in You. That's who You are. You're a good, good Father. You're over all. You're in all. You're above all. You are all." And to just have that time to worship before the Lord and have Him speak to your heart according to your needs. I want us to think about some things this morning. Really, what is God? What is God? Is God someone to manipulate? Is God someone that if I just learn the right phrases, if I just say the right words, if I just find myself in the right position, if I'm just with the right people, if everything's just right, then I can get from God what I want? Is that what God is? If that's your God, that's a God of your own making. A God of your own choosing. That's not the God Almighty. That's not Jehovah God. Remember, God doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. He's chosen us. We have not chosen Him. What is God to you today? What is He? Is He something that you wish to control? Is He something that you wish to have as a special blessing in your life? Or is He God? Is He everything? Is He the only thing? Is He all that matters? Or is He just something to take along to help us, to make our way easier, to make life pleasant and blessed? What does God want to be to you today? God is longing to write His character in my heart. James talks about receiving the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. And what that really is talking about is that God takes His finger and He engraves, He writes within our heart His law. You remember He told the children of Israel, the day is coming when no longer my word will be written on tablets of stone, but I am going to write it in your hearts. So He's writing His word within our hearts so that our souls can be saved. We talked about body, soul, and spirit here a while back. Our soul is our mind, will, and our emotions. As the Word of God is written, as God's character is written in our hearts, our mind, will, and emotions come into alignment with God and come into agreement with God, and God is able to change us. What does God want to be to you today? He wants to be your Father, a good, good Father. He wants to give you gifts. He wants to be a giver. God is a giver. He wants to give to you. You say, well, yeah, I'm ready. I need a new car. No. Wait a minute. Now we're being God. We're telling God what to do. Wait a minute. No. He knows what we need. Marcus read about patience, endurance. He read about testing, about trials this morning. God knows what we need. What does He want to be to you today? How does that work in daily life? What happens when we go out and we go to work? What happens when all those trials and those dark clouds that Lynn talked about, what happens when those come to us? Is God still God? Is He only God on the mountain and not God in the valley? Or is He God? Is He always God, and is He all God, and is He God and all that I need and all that He is? How's that work out in daily life? Is God only something that we think about for a few minutes in the morning when we read the Scripture? Or a few hours, maybe on Sunday when we get together, and the rest of the time our life is our own? Or is God God? And does He speak to us day by day? What would our lives look like if God was really all to us each day? If He is the only thing that mattered, that which came first and foremost above all else, He deserves that, doesn't He? It's rightfully His. He's worthy. Is there any reason He shouldn't have that? What might that look like? How might that change our lives? And how might that affect those around us? Our family, our friends, our church, our community. I'm going to stretch you a little this morning. I want us to think about something. We call ourselves biblicists. We say we practice the Bible. And I was thinking about these scriptures, a number of scriptures, Psalm 5, verse 11. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm 32, 11. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm 47, 1. O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Why? Is it because we have triumphed, or is it because he has triumphed? Psalm 132, verse 9. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. Stuck there, Danny. Psalm 132, verse 16. I will clothe her priests with salvation. Her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Jeremiah 31, verse 7. Thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publishly praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Zephaniah 3:14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just in having salvation, and lowly in riding upon an ass, upon the colt, the foal of an ass. I want us to just think this morning about who this Jehovah is. I'm going to keep it simple for you. I'm not talking about getting rowdy here, but I want us to practice what the Scripture says. So when I see God my healer, that's the first one. Okay. When I see God my healer, then I want us to shout together. We'll all say it together, but I want us to shout it out. God, you are my healer, hallelujah. Okay? Ready? God, you are my healer, hallelujah. Oh, you did a lot better than I thought you might. Thank you. Over in Exodus chapter, and by the way, there's seven names here that are found in Scripture in the Hebrew. These are names for God, and they relate to how God relates to us, okay? They're descriptive names of God. They apply to certain areas. And here in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, Moses is talking to the children of Israel. He's talking to them about all that God wants to do for them and what God doesn't want to do for them. He's just laying it out in front of them. He says, here's what God is going to do. If you do this, God's going to do that. If you won't do this, God won't do that. He's just laying out a lot of things for them. And here's what he said. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Wow. Now, was that just for Moses and the Israelites? Well, look in the New Testament. Luke chapter 9, verse 11, this is talking about Jesus. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. Jesus was there. And he received them, this is Jesus, spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus did. So it's still the God that heals thee, right? Here is Jehovah Rapha in person. The Lord Jesus Christ, the I Am, is here healing these people. Okay? And then in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Now you might ask the question, does God still heal today? Let me tell you something. There is no healing apart from God. None. None. It doesn't matter whether the doctors work to help God a bit or whatever else might be. There's no healing apart from God. You and I can come into the presence of God knowing that He is able to heal. And so when we have anointing, and we go to James chapter 5, and we look and we say, "Is any sick among you? Where does the sick among you need to go?" "Well, yeah, he needs to come to the elders." Praying over him in the name of the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, the healer. It's not in the oil. It's not in the prayers of the elders and those that gather together for anointing. It's in the I Am. I am the healer. And whether He chooses to heal in this life or in the next, we will be healed. By His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, amen. By His stripes we are healed. Praise the Lord. Let's do that again. God my healer, hallelujah. God my healer, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Mark. God, my righteousness. And this word is a little difficult. Tzidkenu. Tzidkenu. Jehovah Tzidkenu. Over in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, Jeremiah is talking about the time when Jesus will come. "In His days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is His name whereby He shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." Jehovah our righteousness. Well, He says that's going to happen. Did that happen? Romans chapter 3, verse 22. "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe, for there is no difference, Jew or Gentile." No difference. Jesus Christ, our righteousness. Jehovah, our righteousness. The I Am, the great I Am, the one who needs nothing from us, the one who needs nothing from anyone, gives us righteousness. Don't make any mistake. You are never able to come up with enough righteousness to satisfy God. Unless God is your righteousness, you are not righteous. There's no other way. If you're depending on what you're doing to earn righteousness with God, you are going down the wrong road. Read Galatians. By faith in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3, verse 26. "To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness," Jesus Christ, "His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of all of him which believed in Jesus." He's talking actually about God, His righteousness. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. "Of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So the great I Am, the Almighty God, the one who has the final say and the only say, and who says what He means and means what He says, has spoken. He says, of Him, of God, are you in Christ Jesus. If you're anything, it's because you're in Christ. And Christ is made to us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He's made that to us. Jesus Christ is made to me all I need, all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power. Holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure. He is all I need. We sing that song. That's what we're singing. That's what we're saying. God, my righteousness. My righteousness is not in whether I keep the rules. My righteousness is not in how many lists I can check off of what I do and don't do. My righteousness is in Jesus Christ and Him alone. If it's not there, you're not His. That's all there is to it. Read Galatians. All right, all together. God, my righteousness, hallelujah. God, my righteousness, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop there this morning. I think I've given us enough to think about. I'm not going to get done with all that I had. So I'll save that for a few weeks later when it's my turn again. But I'm just so blessed this morning to have the privilege of coming into the presence of Almighty God, the I Am, the Jehovah God, the God who is to us healing, the God who is to us righteousness, the God who is to us everything that we need. He is that for us. He wants to give that to us. He's not asking us to work to become that. He's asking us to die and allow Him to live in us and allow Him to write that on our hearts so that we are that and so that we become that and live that. That's what He's asking from us today. So I'm just so thankful that great I Am longs so much. I have loved you with an everlasting love. The work that I've started in you, I will complete it. You're mine. I have purchased you. I've bought you. I've redeemed you. I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. Let's stand together for prayer. Almighty God, how great Thou art. You had no ending. You had no start. Almighty God, I believe in You. Jehovah God, the I Am. The I Am who is our healer. The I Am who is our righteousness. The I Am who is everything that we need. Oh God, we bless You. We praise You. We glorify You. Draw us into Your presence, O Lord. Write on our hearts those things that we need. Stir in our hearts by Your Spirit, Lord, that we might have a longing to come into Your presence, to hear Your voice, to feel Your arms of love around us, to see our name written in Your hand, O Jesus, and to walk out with joy and rejoicing. because in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We bless your name, O God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.